Welcome to our well-being podcast, dealing with the anxiety of uncertainty. These are strange times and life is full of uncertainties. We're dealing with a world that is changing daily, but the reality is that most days start and end with uncertainty. Even when you think you float through life on a comfortable cloud of predictability, anything could change in a heartbeat. The only constant in life is that it will involve change. And try as you may to control the future, sometimes all you can do is trust that whatever happens, you can adapt and make the best of it. We're currently going through a challenging time with the unexpected onset of the coronavirus and the impact that's had on daily life. Some of us are removing themselves from day-to-day life by self-isolating or working from home. However, this is more difficult for those of us who are frontline key workers and have responsibilities to care for others. As a society, this is unprecedented and we have nothing to compare it with. So if you're still having to travel to work and be around others, all you can do is do the best you can and follow the practical recommendations. Wash your hands regularly with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. If you cough, use a tissue, put it in the bin and wash your hands immediately. Try not to touch your face. Keep a 2 metre distance from others where it's possible. And keep an eye out for symptoms in yourself and those around you, high temperature or a new and continuous cough. If you have symptoms, you must self-isolate for 7 days. And if you live with someone who has symptoms, you must self-isolate for 14 days. If you have to go out, wear a mask. If that doesn't protect you, it will also protect those around you. These practical recommendations are straightforward, but it's more difficult to manage the effects that this type of situation has on our mental health. Anxiety levels are high, which is not helped by constant stream of news available to us from different sources, which often causes confusion and unrest. It's easy to become overwhelmed and catastrophize what is already a worrying situation. What can we do on a daily basis to help us manage the anxiety we feel around uncertainty? Prepare for different possibilities. The most difficult part of uncertainty is the inability to plan and therefore feel you have some control. We can't plan when we don't know what's going to happen. However, we can devise a loose plan for the possibilities. You can consider what may happen and ensure you are prepared to deal with all eventualities. This creates a sense of calm and alleviates the worry of not being able to deal with what happens. Notice your feelings. It's often not the uncertainty itself that causes issues. It's the tendency we have to get lost in our feelings about it. The second we start indulging fear, we have the potential of getting caught in a cycle of reactionary thoughts. Thoughts can very easily spiral from a simple problem that can easily be managed to a catastrophe which can be overwhelming. Speculation leads to feelings, which can lead to more speculation and then more feelings. It helps to stop the cycle by actively recognising the feeling and then reminding yourself, I can't possibly predict the future, but I can help create it by fostering positive feelings about the possibilities. Be confident about your ability to adapt and cope. This is about assuring yourself that as a functioning adult, you are capable of dealing with most issues that present themselves. In her book, The Positive Power of Negative Thinking, Julie Norum discusses the concept of defensive pessimism. When you consider the worst, so you can plan how you'd handle it. This is shown to help people manage anxiety. Ask yourself, what's the worst that can happen? And recognise that you are capable of dealing with it. Manage unnecessary stress. If you're dealing with uncertainty, you are probably feeling stressed. Even if it's not at the forefront of your thoughts, the impact could still be the same. Over time, that constant drip feed of stress can affect both your physical and mental health. Learn to incorporate simple stress reduction techniques into your day. Ideally, meditation or breathing exercises, even if it's just for 5 or 10 minutes daily. Exercise is also proven to manage stress, as is healthy eating, making sure you're eating plenty of whole grains, fruit and vegetables, lean meat and fish, and cutting down on processed or sugary foods. Focus on keeping the mind calm, and this will help you be better prepared to tackle whatever comes your way. Focus on what you can control. It's beneficial to be able to recognise what you have control over and what you don't, and learn to let go when you can't control the outcome. We often put a lot of energy into trying to control a situation when it's impossible, and by default, we don't deal with the smaller issues where we do have some control. In times of uncertainty, like the current pandemic, much of it is out of our control. However, we can manage how we are living day to day and how we're choosing to behave in the current lockdown situation. Consistently worrying about the bigger picture can cause you stress and anxiety, so try and limit how much news you listen to and be aware of fake news or information from unreliable sources. Replace expectations with tangible plans. When you form expectations, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. You can guide your tomorrow, but you can't control the exact outcome. If you expect the worst, you'll probably be too fixed in a negative mindset to accept any changes. If you expect the best, you'll create an expectation that's hard to live up to. Instead of expecting the future to give you something specific, focus on what you can do to create what you want to happen from the experience. Plan how to practically get through the following weeks and months instead of letting your mind wander around all the possible things that might happen. Stock up on medical food and supplies in a calm and measured way without panic buying and hoarding. Think about what you enjoy doing around the home and don't usually get time for, such as gardening or baking, and put aside some time to enjoy these activities. Stay in regular touch with family and friends over the phone or through social media channels. Take a break from electronics and screens and play board games, cards, or do some outside exercise. Limit how often you watch the news and be aware of where you source your information. Make sleep, a healthy diet, and exercise a priority. And practice mindfulness where possible. When you obsess about a tomorrow that you can't control, you're too busy judging what hasn't happened yet to fully experience what's happening right now. Instead of noticing and appreciating the positive aspects of what's happening today, you get trapped in a fear-driven thought cycle about the potential for uncertainty down the line. While meditation is the best way to become more mindful, it isn't the only approach. Sometimes it helps to get into the habit of recording what are the positive aspects of each day. It helps you balance the negative with the positive. It's also beneficial to practice acceptance by learning that sometimes we simply need to accept the situation, and that will help us deal with the more challenging times in life. Learn to breathe. Be aware of how you're breathing. It sounds strange as we breathe all the time, so why do we need to think about it? But how you breathe has an impact on how you feel. And if you're stressed, anxious, or under pressure, your breathing often becomes shallower. Learn to take the odd 5 minutes out during the day to do a short breathing exercise to help calm the body and quieten the mind. I'd like to take you through a short 5 minute breathing exercise right now. This will help you relax. Sit somewhere quietly and put your phone on silent. Make sure you're comfortable, and if you want to, close your eyes. I'd like you to imagine that you're somewhere outside. Picture the scene of where you are. It may be somewhere you go to regularly or somewhere you remember from your childhood. Imagine the sun is shining. There are clouds in the sky, but it's comfortably warm and peaceful. You are relaxed and your mind is clear. You're enjoying the peace and quiet. As you sit in the warmth, imagine that the sun slowly comes out from behind a white cloud and you start to feel the warmth on your toes. You can feel that warmth slowly creeping over your toes and the top of your feet, and it feels relaxing and pleasant. Slowly, that warmth creeps up over your ankles and the front of your legs and up towards your knees. Your breathing is easy and slow, and you're relaxed and enjoying the sun's rays on your body. Everything around you is quiet, and all you can hear is the birds singing and the gentle noises of a summer's day. The warmth of the sun is now on your thighs and is slowly moving up towards your tummy. If your hands are by your side, then you can feel it now on the back of your hands, and it slowly moves up your body, warming your chest, arms, and your shoulders. Your mind is clear and you feel rested. You're enjoying the calm environment and feeling of warmth. That warm feeling is now creeping up towards your neck and onto your chin, over your lips and your cheeks. Your ears start to feel warm, and so does your nose. And even though your eyes are closed, you can feel the sun on them. It carries on creeping over your forehead and makes your hair feel warm to the touch. The sun is out fully from behind the clouds, and you're now basking in its warm rays. You feel at peace and your body and mind feels relaxed. Just take a minute to imagine how that feels and enjoy the feeling of the warm relaxation and breathe. When you're ready, open your eyes and take a minute to bring your mind back to the present. That was an example of a short breathing exercise which you can do anywhere at any time. But what it does is help you to slow your breathing and promote a relaxed state. We've spoken in this podcast about uncertainty and how it can impact on how we feel and what we do. If you think you have a controlled and settled life that will never change, then you're wrong. Nothing stays the same forever, and nor should it. Change is inevitable, but also necessary for us to grow as people. The fear of uncertainty can be difficult to manage. You can become overly focused on trying to protect yourself from anything that might go wrong. Or, with a more resilient outlook, you can learn to practice acceptance, live in the moment, and embrace whatever life throws at you, trusting that you will cope with it. When you're completely comfortable with uncertainty, then a positive outlook comes more naturally. We're in a challenging time right now. None of us expected to be faced with a virus that would bring our world to a standstill, but it's here and we're dealing with it every day. We don't know how long these restrictions will continue. However, we do know that it will end, and when it ends, we will adapt to however it has impacted on us, our family, and our livelihood. Uncertainty, if accepted and managed well, can both challenge and fulfill you in ways you probably don't realise. Learn to embrace the uncertainty of life and trust in your ability to manage it and the possibilities for growth that it can give you. I'd like to finish today by telling you about an article I read recently. It was written by Alison Carman, who was an attorney for 15 years and, after suffering with overwhelming anxiety, retrained as a life coach and business consultant. She wrote a book called The Gift of Maybe. In this article, she speaks about a Taoist story that introduced her to the idea of maybe. She said it was life-changing and totally transformed her relationship with uncertainty. Alison states that with the mindset of maybe, we can stay positive and open, because we hold on to the realisation that we're not stuck when life throws us a curveball. With maybe, we realise that uncertainty guarantees us only one thing, that life will change again, offering us new possibilities. Maybe is not a passive approach to life or a naive view of what's happening in the world today. Instead, it allows you to give up the projection of fear and worry about what this moment means for the future and lands you firmly in the present. Being present allows you to act with strength and resilience and hold hope for a better tomorrow. We should celebrate our not knowing. It leaves us with unlimited possibilities. Alison also talks about an exercise you can do daily to support the concept of maybe. First, spend a few minutes thinking about the current situation that's causing you stress and worry. Maybe write down a short statement about how it makes you feel. Now ask yourself, are your worries and stressful thoughts absolute? Can you know for certain how things will turn out? If you're not certain, try to acknowledge that other possibilities exist. How does the thought that other possibilities exist make you feel? Next, challenge your statement with the idea of maybe. Write down the following. Maybe my beliefs about my situation aren't true. Maybe what is happening is good. Maybe what is happening is awful, but I can help improve the situation. Maybe I can find a way to accept whatever I'm experiencing and still be all right. Maybe in time I will know what to do next. Maybe there is something in this moment for me to experience. You can put these statements in your own words or just use the ones I've just said. How does your situation look against the idea of maybe? Do you feel more hopeful? Do you see that the situation can work out differently than you were fearing that it would? Practice this exercise every day and you'll hopefully learn to accept uncertainty and the possibilities that it can bring. Look after yourselves and thanks for listening.